Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 86. Tonight, clear with a low of 59. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Albion City Council met in special session last night and voted to employ only resident Austin Mulkey as a new Albion police officer. According to Police Chief Mike Judge, Mulkey will be enrolled in the police academy in August or January, depending on availability. Mulkey is currently a corrections officer for Richland County. The Sisney Village Board was scheduled to meet last night but was not able to field a quorum, so it will attempt to meet tomorrow night instead. Three guests came to the meeting last night to get permission to put a new building on a lot. The two present board members and the mayor supported the building, which will be delivered tomorrow morning. More news next.
Summer classes at Frontier Community College are a great chance to pick up essential college credits. We offer in-demand classes like psychology, geography, speech, and writing that can be transferred to most four-year colleges. Frontier Community College offers in-person, online, and hybrid classes, allowing you to learn even with the busiest schedule. To view a complete list of our summer courses, visit iecc.edu/schedule.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now for HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Right Now or HVAC, 214-2593.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested 32-year-old Fairfield resident Loretta M. Cottrell yesterday morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a revoked license. Bond was set at $345 for the warrant, and Cottrell was released with a notice to appear in court. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently damaged the brake system of a vehicle belonging to Jeremy Perez and Karen Araya. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 7 at Lincoln Trail College. The meeting will also be on Zoom, and information can be found on our headlines page. The night will begin with the first reading and possible approval of two policies. Trustees will then move to staff recommendations for approval, including the FY22 budget resolution and tentative budget approval. They will hear results from the 2021 Student Satisfaction Survey, and they're also set to approve several affiliation agreements with healthcare agencies in and around the district, including Fairfield Memorial, Wabash General, and Clay County Hospitals. The bid committee will then report on a TRIO Student Support Services trip, and the board will approve the personnel report before adjourning for the night. Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield will hold a movie in the park this Saturday at 8:20 p.m. Sponsored by People's National Bank, the night will feature Raya and the Last Dragon. VPF recently ordered a new popcorn machine, and there will be light snacks and drinks available at the event. It will be held at the amphitheater at Leo French Park, and people are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. State agencies provided emergency response to a chemical fire yesterday in Rockton. Governor J.B. Pritzker activated the State Emergency Operations Center to help coordinate the efforts at ChemTool, a lubricant manufacturing plant. A mandatory evacuation was put in place for people within a mile radius of the building, and Illinois Environmental Protection Agency Director John Kim says staff will monitor the situation.
Our agency oversees the initial environmental impact, what protective measures should be put into place, and then we are also making sure that once conditions have stabilized, that all proper steps are taken so that what remains is going to be properly addressed. If there is any kind of remediation that's needed, if there are any other kinds of corrective action that are needed at the facility, at the site.
Emergency Management Agency Director Alicia Tate-Nadeau says they are also reviewing potential problems.
We're focused on life safety. Our primary focus is to ensure that everyone in this area is safe. We have been in coordination and discussion with the facility owners to understand exactly what chemicals are there so we can make sure that we have the correct response. There are a number of different chemicals that are in there. One of those is lead. The other ones is basically what is antifreeze, nitrogen, sulfuric acid, and a few others. Please understand that this is one of the largest facilities in the nation that has different oils.
Rockton fire officials say the fire could smolder for days due to the various types of grease kept in the warehouse. According to a Facebook post from Wabash County Sheriff Derek Morgan, 27-year-old Mount Vernon resident Ashton T. Harper was arrested last night after a manhunt spanning several counties. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for a stolen vehicle, as well as traffic charges in connection to the incident. More charges are anticipated as the investigation continues, and Harper remains in the Wabash County Jail. At approximately 4:45 p.m. yesterday, Illinois State Police District 19 issued an officer safety bulletin referencing a stolen vehicle and aggravated battery with a firearm in White County. The 2012 Subaru had been seen in the Grayville area, and the suspect, Harper, was thought at the time to be armed with a shotgun. The Mount Carmel Police Department saw the vehicle just after 5 and attempted to stop it, leading to a chase where Harper crossed through several roads, fields, and tree lines before stopping in a shed. He then fled on foot, and police lost sight of him. The manhunt ensued, and Harper was taken into custody just into Lawrence County at 908 by ISP District 12. The Wabash County Sheriff's Office and Mount Carmel Police Department were assisted by ISP Districts 12 and 19, including troopers, investigators, SWAT, and air ops, as well as the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office and the McLeansboro Police Department. The Fairfield Park Board met last night and heard a report on the swimming pool's opening weeks. Numbers were somewhat down to begin with due to rain and cooler temperatures, but they have increased over the past two weekends, with 123 attending Saturday. Swimming lessons just began, and most sessions, if not all, are filled. The district received $3,300 in revenue from the pool since it opened June 1st. Board President Jay Faye said the park has seen an $18,000 increase in its operating expenses compared to last year, but that can be attributed to things again running full bore after being shut down last year. He also gave last year's income and expenses, with the park receiving $803,000 and spending $781,000. The reason the district was in the black was the TIF payment from the city. The board also heard a recap of the North American Lighting Service project from last Friday. 12 employees worked around Leo French Park, pulling weeds at the schoolhouse, planting flowers, scrubbing at the pool, and spraying the benches at the amphitheater. The board expressed its gratitude and said they were welcome back at any time. In other business, the board approved reimbursement for Morgan Talbert, who certifies and recertifies Fairfield lifeguards. It will pay her back for book expenses and will compensate her more fully for her time when it has a better idea of her hours. Board members then approved the tentative appropriation ordinance for public inspection, and final approval will come in July. Lemoyne Hardcastle & Company was approved for the 2020-2021 annual audit at a price not to exceed $7,200. The Grayville City Council met last night. Jeremy Smith reports.
The Grayville City Council met in regular session on Monday night. The treasurer report shows $1,296,774.98 in the restricted account, $918,375.83 in the investment account, and $190,275.65 in cash available for operations, for a total of $2,405,426.46. Harriet Burt addressed the council about graffiti at the four-way stop.
I made a complaint about what I deem graffiti on the side of the building at the four-way stop. It is my opinion that the graffiti devalues property, can be a detriment to potential new business, to new residents, and it can produce a negative tone about our community to anybody visiting or traveling through our town, especially since it is at the four-way stop, which sees a lot of pass-through traffic. I want to emphasize that I am not making a complaint about the signage on the front of the building. To me, this is the owner's political statement to and for those who come into the store, and this is the owner's choice. The graffiti on the side of the building affects the city as a whole. The sign on the front of the building affects the owner's business.
Commissioner Baldwin reports the Eternal Flame is still an ongoing project and raised concerns about the condition of the display flags downtown. Commissioner Jordan reports oil revenue of $1,501.28, and Commissioner Howell reports exterior work has begun on the water tower, with the tower having been drained on Monday. He also states temporary pressure relief valves have been installed on the north and south ends of town. Mayor Thompson reports complaints of oil rising to the top of roadways and states that utility crews will be out with sand. He also reports the pool is set to open on Wednesday, barring any further issues. In executive session action, the council approved the sale of the old library to Rick and Terry Connor for $2,500. The council also accepted the resignation of Officers Brown and Trustee and have agreed to hire three applicants to send to the police academy. In old business, the city will move forward with the purchase of property at 513 West North Street from the trustee program for $850 and have accepted an estimate from Lamont's for demolition for $5,000. Also in old business, it was reported that the opening of the pool was delayed last Saturday due to a pump malfunction. The pool is now scheduled to open on Wednesday and has hired six new lifeguards. In new business, Andy Ford, representing the Park Restoration Committee, received approval to landscape at the park. The Friends of Grayville were granted approval of $1,250 from the hotel motel tax and permission to close the first two blocks of East North Street on July 24th. To hold a hog roast and Jeep and side-by-side show. The council approved a change order with Wiggs Excavating for $5,150 for adding an 8-inch gate valve to the existing water main and pay request to Wiggs in the amount of $138,815.11, subject to grant drawdown. The council also approved the subdivision plat for Cunningham Subdivision. The Grayville City Council is scheduled to meet again in regular session on Monday, June 28th at the Grayville City Hall. Reporting for TOC News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
The Wayne County Health Department announced two new cases of COVID-19 since Saturday and sat at 1,801. Six people were in isolation. The State Department of Public Health announced 165 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and nine additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,387,760 cases and 23,070 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for June 7th through the 13th was 0.8%. The southern region had a rate of 1.3% on the 11th, down from 1.4% on the 10th. As new case numbers dropped below 200 for the first time this year, the IDPH says it will change its reporting schedule, issuing news releases only on Fridays. Data on the state website will continue to be updated on weekdays, but will not be updated weekends. The FBI office in Chicago has reported the kidnapping of a 14- to 16-year-old female near Peru, Illinois. The FBI says it was informed of the kidnapping at approximately 5:05 yesterday morning, and it says multiple witnesses reported two men forcing the juvenile into a white pickup truck with a topper. The lead investigative agency is the Peru Police Department, and tips can be reported to it or to the FBI at 312-421-6700. Police did not know the direction the kidnappers took, and they say they could have gone south into the FBI Springfield area of responsibility, into which Wayne County falls. The University of Illinois Extension Office has some tips for the public for summer lawn care. Kim Howard has the story.
Now that the weather is really heating up, it's time to decide if you want to put the effort and money into watering your yard all summer, says U of I horticulture educator Richard Henschel. If that's the route you want to go.
The best way is water deeply but infrequently. So in a week's time, a lawn should get somewhere around an inch or an inch and a half of water about every 7 to 10 days. So it's just a matter of figuring out how long to leave the sprinkler on to really do that. Some of the best things we can do to maintain the moisture that we do have in the soil is to mow the lawn a little higher. Those taller grass blades shade the soil, and that in itself conserves moisture. Taller grass blades mean deeper roots. So the roots that are there get to go farther down in the ground and get water that maybe previously been out of reach.
Henschel says keeping your yard alive with regular watering will also require more fertilizer. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA inspected whole beef ribeyes or strips, $7.88 a pound. USDA Choice Beef Chuck Tender Steaks, $4.98 a pound. USDA Choice Beef Chuck Tender Roast, $4.49 a pound. And russet potatoes, 99 cents in a 5-pound bag. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store located on West Main.
All growers be advised. Reports of yield-robbing diseases have been spotted trespassing in your area. Miravis Top Fungicide is now responding. It's the only fungicide custom-built for the toughest conditions growers face and designed to set up a powerful perimeter in fields like yours. Ask your local Syngenta retailer or sales rep about how Miravis Top can help you keep control of your fields with a new standard of plant health and protect against trespassing diseases. Over and out. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 82. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,269, down 124 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,074, down 99. July crude oil is at $71.98. That is up $1.10. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Albion resident James Albert Collier died on Monday. Jim Collier is survived by his wife Sherry, children Dean, Chris, and Anne, 9 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Services for Jim Collier will be held at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the House of Prayer in Albion. Visitation will be from 11 to service time. Burial will be in Graceland Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old Xenia resident Kenneth Lee Newton died on Friday. Lee Newton is survived by children Mark, Kay, and Daryl, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews, and siblings Karen and Ardith. Services for Lee Newton will be held at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time. 83-year-old Keynes resident Leslie Jean Youngblood died on Monday. Jean Youngblood is survived by siblings Susan, Judy, Sally, Jr., and Dennis. No public services for Jean Youngblood will be held at this time. Young Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old Centralia resident Gloria Roberta Skropka died on Sunday. Gloria Skropka is survived by children William, Vance, Janice, Jane, and Paula, 2 siblings, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services for Gloria Skropka will be held at 1 o'clock today at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in Prospect Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Thanks. Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
We'll make your morning brighter with a delicious sausage biscuit and hash browns for just $2.50. Grab it in our drive-thru or download our app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Mobile order and pay available at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies with a high near 86. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59. Wednesday, calling for sunny skies, high near 84 with a low of 58. Sunny on Thursday, high 87 with a low of 66. a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, mostly sunny, high 94 with a low of 70, and a continuing chance of showers and storms for Saturday, high near 86 with a low near 66.